Ring TV with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Thursday, March 17th, day 9 of 9/11 on trial. I'm Lisa Giuliani, and you're watching Wing TV.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. Today on 9/11 on trial, Lisa is going to read a letter that was written late last year by Kevin Ryan.
Hi. Kevin Ryan was the site manager for Underwriters Laboratories, and that is the company that certified the steel components in the construction of the World Trade Center towers. He wrote this letter in November of 2004 to Dr. Frank Gehl of the National Institute of Standards and Technology, openly questioning the World Trade Center collapses. Subsequent to the writing and receiving of this letter, Mr. Ryan was terminated from his job for writing the letter and openly questioning the collapses. So we'd like to also note that no major news outlet ever covered this story.
Let us now proceed to the courtroom with His Honor, Judge Ellen Kirkpatrick.
Please be seated. Court is now in session. Today we will continue with the people's case against the United States federal government in regards to the events of September 11th, 2001 at the World Trade Center Towers in New York City. Let us proceed. Witness, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we now submit into the court record a letter written by Mr. Kevin Ryan, site manager for Underwriters Laboratories, the company that certified the steel components in the construction of the World Trade Center towers. This letter was written by Mr. Ryan on Thursday, November 11th, 2004, and it's addressed to a Dr. Frank Gehl of the National Institute for Standards and Technology. It begins, Dr. Gehl, having recently reviewed your team's report of October 19th, 2004, I felt the need to contact you directly. As I'm sure you know, the company I work for certified the steel components used in the construction of the World Trade Center buildings. In requesting information from both our CEO and Fire Protection Business Manager last year, I learned that they did not agree on the essential aspects of the story except for one thing, that the samples we certified met all requirements. They suggested we all be patient and understand that Underwriters Laboratories was working with your team at NIST, and that tests would continue through this year. I'm aware of UL's attempts to help, including performing tests on models of the floor assemblies. But the results of these tests appear to indicate that the buildings should have easily withstood the thermal stress caused by pools of burning jet fuel. He continues, there continues to be a number of experts making claims about how the World Trade Center buildings fell. One such person, Dr. Hyman Brown from the World Trade Center construction crew, claims that the buildings collapsed due to fires at 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit melting the steel. He states, quote, what caused the building to collapse is the airplane fuel burning at 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. The steel in that five-floor area melts, unquote. Additionally, the newspaper that quotes him says, just released preliminary findings from a National Institute of Standards and Technology study of the World Trade Center collapse report support Brown's theory, unquote. We know that the steel components were certified to ASTM E119. The time temperature curves for this standard require the samples to be exposed to temperatures around 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit for several hours. And as we all agree, the steel applied met those specifications. Additionally, I think we can all agree that even an unfireproofed steel will not melt until reaching red-hot temperatures of nearly 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Why Dr. Brown would imply that 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit would melt the high-grade steel used in those buildings makes no sense at all. Mr. Ryan continues, the results of your recently published metallurgical tests seem to clear things up and support your team's August 2003 update, as detailed by the Associated Press, in which you were ready to, quote, rule out weak steel as a contributing factor in the collapse, end quote. The evaluation of paint deformation and spheroidization seemed very straightforward, and you noted that the samples available were adequate for the investigation. Your comments suggest that the steel was probably exposed to temperatures of only about 500 degrees Fahrenheit, which is what one might expect from a thermodynamic analysis of the situation. However, The summary of the new NIST report seems to ignore your findings, as it suggests that these low temperatures caused exposed bits of the building's steel core to, quote, soften and buckle, end quote. Additionally, this summary states that the perimeter columns softened, yet your findings make clear that most perimeter panels, 157 of 160, saw no temperature above 250 degrees Celsius. To soften steel for the purposes of forging, normally temperatures need to be above 1100 degrees Celsius. However, this new summary report suggests that much lower temperatures were able to not only soften the steel in a matter of minutes, but lead to rapid structural collapses. This story just does not add up. If steel from those buildings did soften or melt, I'm sure we can all agree that this was certainly not due to jet-fueled fires of any kind, let alone the briefly burning fires in those towers. That fact should be of great concern to all Americans. Alternatively, the contention that this steel did fail at temperatures around 250 degrees Celsius suggests that the majority of deaths on 9/11 were due to a safety-related failure. That suggestion should be of great concern to my company. There is no question that the events of 9/11 are the emotional driving force behind the war on terror, and the issue of the World Trade Center collapse is at the crux of the story of 9/11. My feeling is that your metallurgical tests are at the crux of the crux of the crux. Either you can make sense of what really happened to those buildings and communicate this quickly, or we all face the same destruction and despair that come from global decisions based on disinformation and chatter. Thanks for your efforts to determine what happened on that day. You may know that there are a number of other current and former government employees that have risked a great deal to help us know the truth. I've copied one of these people on this message as a sign of respect and support. I believe your work could also be a nucleus of fact around which the truth, and thereby global peace and justice, can grow again. Please do what you can to quickly eliminate the confusion regarding the ability of jet-fueled fires to soften or melt structural steel. And this is signed Kevin Ryan, Site Manager, Environmental Health Laboratories, a division of Underwriters Laboratories. And as we said earlier, Mr. Ryan was subsequently terminated from his job for openly questioning the World Trade Center collapse. No further testimony, Your Honor.